السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
حضور says that this verse of the Holy Quran which I have just recited, in this Allah Almighty has mentioned the pious deed of some people and also mentioned his fazl and blessings upon these people. The translation is those people who spend their wealth in the way of Allah, and whatever they spend they never mention as to receive any gratitude, or there is no pain or uneasiness after that. Their reward will be with Allah Almighty, and there will be no fear upon them, and they will not grieve anything. Who are the people who are addressed here? Allah Almighty rewards those people who do good deeds, and those which are done for the sake of Allah, and there are certain deeds, there is no show off in that one. So the context of the verse makes it very clear that this is the mention of the community of believers, those who spend in the way of Allah and in order to get the prayer of Allah Almighty. As Allah Almighty has mentioned in one place, وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. Whatever you spend in order to get the blessing, the prayer of Allah Almighty, so this is actually the grace of a believer, and this should be the case that he does everything for the sake of getting the prayer of Allah Almighty. Here, those people who are spending in the way of Allah, one indication of that is mentioned, that as this is the objective to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Therefore, after spending this money, in the way of Allah, then do not mention it again and again, and do not pursue it by way of expressing it as a gratitude upon the people. The hypocrites, they spend the money for the sake of show off and to boast about that. So these people spend it for show off. They are la yu'minuna billahi wala bil yawmil akhir. They do not believe in Allah nor in the life, in the day, in the last day. And those people who do not believe in Allah and not believe in the Day of Judgment, they are the companions of Satan. And they have got no connection whatsoever with Allah Almighty. So therefore a believer who always runs away from Satan and he wants to establish a link with Allah Almighty and he wants to do so earnestly, then that person will never be spending anything for the purpose of show-off. And whenever there is no show-off, purely the expenditure is for the sake of Allah, for His pleasure, and only for the sake of Allah He wants to do everything that He does. So then Allah Almighty says, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ مِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, that their reward would be with Allah Almighty and there will be no fear upon them and nor they will grieve for anything. So how fortunate are those people who, in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they spend their wealth and after that they simply forget it if they have ever spent anything in the way of Allah or not. They never describe it as a favor that we contributed so much at that time and at that time we contributed that much. They never mention these things. If we look around and analyze, then in the community of Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam we can see such people who one after the other they go on offering their sacrifices in the way of Allah. They spend out of their earned income, but they never say that we have done a favor to the community by making these sacrifices. If there is any such isolated example of that, then that is like a sick bird who is drifted away from its flock and gets destroyed in jungle somewhere and becomes the prey of ferocious animals, and he doesn't get any betterment in religion nor in the world. And this is what we have seen. Whenever somebody goes out of the citadel of peace, then this is the end which we always see. Huzur says, this was just by incidentally I was mentioning this. The main point which I am saying is this one, that this is a great favor for Allah Almighty, that He included us among the community of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and by doing so He included us among those people who do not have any fear and they do not grieve for anything in the past. And whatever they offer as sacrifice, and whatever wealth they spend responding to the call of Allah in the way of Allah, Allah Almighty always rewards them abundantly, increasingly. In one place it is mentioned, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْفَقُوا لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. So those people who believe from among you and they spend their wealth in the way of Allah, for them there is a great reward from Allah Almighty. Whatever reward is going to come, that is so great that one's imagination does not reach to that level. But Allah Almighty says that not only the reward is going to be given to them, for them is Ajre Kabir, a very great reward. So how fortunate are those who Allah Almighty is going to bless, whom Allah Almighty is going to bless with these rewards, and how fortunate are Ahmadis How fortunate are Ahmadis who came into the community of the Promised Messiah, and Promised Messiah Salatu Wasalam created this spirit among them that they made us aware of the good and bad, of the beauties of the teachings of Islam, and he introduced all these beauties of the teachings of Islam to us, and also he showed us the ways of establishing live communion with Allah Almighty, and the beauty of the commandments of Allah Almighty was made clear to us again and again. And as a result of that, in the heart of an Ahmadi, Marzatillah, for the prayer of Allah, that light has been kindled, that desire has been kindled. In one place, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that do not have any love for wealth. Allah Almighty says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِكُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you cannot attain to the real virtue unless you spend out of those things which you really love. If with the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam we compare the situation, then we are really very sorry for this situation today. There is nothing more valuable or dear to a person than his life. And at that time, the sacrifice of lives were required. They also had their wives and children, and they had that life which was so dear. But they were always so keen that whenever there is an opportunity, they are going to readily offer their lives for the sake. And then he says that you cannot attain the pleasure of Allah Almighty unless you leave your own desire, the things you like, and you leave your honor, and leave your wealth, and you leave your wealth life, and then you undergo those hardships in the way of Allah Almighty, which is just equal to tasting the death. And if you do so, then you will come into the lap of Allah Almighty like a lovely child, small child. And you will inherit those blessings of those pious people who were before you, and the door of every blessing will be laid open for you. But if you just completely submit yourself, and then you will be fully appreciated by Allah Almighty, and He will look after you. And if there is someone, and this will happen at that time when you will completely forget yourself, and then Allah Almighty will show His manifestation through you, and Allah Almighty will be with you, and that house will be blessed in which you live, and those four walls will become the place where the blessings of Allah will descend, that is the four walls of your house, and that city will be blessed where such a person is living. So how fortunate we are whom have been given such a leader, who has made very clear for us the ways to meet God Almighty. And He has illuminated those paths. The spirit of the slaves of the Holy Prophet ﷺ has been created in our hearts. And He has given us the understanding and perception of the beautiful teachings of the Holy Quran. And if we follow that, we can get the prayers of Allah Almighty. As we have seen, that Allah Almighty has mentioned the financial sacrifices, a means of attaining to His pleasure and grace. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has explained its importance to us so that we can effectively perform the duty of conveying the message of Islam in the best possible manner, and everybody can take part in this discharge of responsibility. After Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the Khulafa, the Caliphs of the Jamaat, they have been reminding the Jamaat about the same thing, and this will continue, because in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty along with the worship, every other type of sacrifice is also required, and financial sacrifices are one of them. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the second رضي الله تعالى عنه, whose period of Khilafat was nearly 52 years, He has consolidated the structure of the Jamaat and made it very strong, and the organizational structure and the spiritual and the preaching and the financial setup was given by him, so that so the objective of the advent of the promised Messiah, we can follow that and move forward at a quick pace. For these tabligh projects, and one scheme was Waqf-e Jadeed, which he presented before the Jamaat, and for that he also required financial sacrifices, and also for the Mullameen, the teachers, so that in the subcontinent, in India and Pakistan, in the villages, and mostly in Pakistan, the message of the promised Messiah Islam could be spread at a faster pace. On 27th December 1957, he officially launched this scheme and announced it, and today there are 50 years of this scheme which are complete, and the 51st year has started. This tariq, this appeal was only for India, Pakistan and Bangladesh, and mostly for these Ahmadis from these countries used to take part in it. But in other words, perhaps we can say that only the Pakistani Ahmadis, they used to take part and contribute towards this appeal, and one aspect of that was the financial sacrifice. And for Waqf-e Jadeed, the huge amount that was all provided by the Ahmadis in Pakistan. Similarly, the dedicators of life and the Mullameen, the teachers, they were also from among the Pakistanis. In 1985, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe, he invited the attention of all Ahmadis all over the world that the Ahmadis in India, Pakistan and Bangladesh, in order to spread the message of Islam, Ahmadiyyat, and Ahmadiyyat is the true Islam, these Ahmadis, they have offered the sacrifice of their lives and their wealth and money. But now the other Jamaats abroad, particularly the Jamaats in European and American countries and America, they should remember this favor of these people for tabligh and tarbiyat projects. They should also come forward to help these Ahmadis, and particularly they should help particularly the Jamaats in India, because the number there is small and majority of them are poor, and because of the new baths now the number has increased, but majority of the people over there are not well off, and their own contributions according to the expenditure over there is much less than that. So anyway, this appeal for Waqf-e Jadeed in 1985, it was extended to the whole world, and they were invited to take part in it, and European countries and American countries are also were invited, and African and this contribution is spent for the projects in Europe and in America and also in African countries. And now by the grace of Allah, this appeal is continuous and is an ongoing scheme in the whole world. And Ahmadis, by the grace of Allah, with special favors of Allah Almighty, according to their ability, as I mentioned, the financial aspect, the financial requirement, they try to fulfill that. As Huzur says, as I have mentioned, that in 1957, At that time when this new scheme of Waqf-e Jadid was launched, the first year was 58. It started in 57. So every year the analysis that we make about the financial sacrifices of Waqf-e Jadid and the sacrifices that the members of the community make in the beginning of January, generally it is presented before the Jamaat in the beginning of January. And the new year of Waqf-e Jadid is announced. Therefore, today I am also talking about this very subject, about Waqf-e Jadid. This is the first Jummah of the year 2008, and also announced the new year. And I would like to mention some more things about that. So it says, as I said, this was for Pakistan, Bangladesh initially, etc. It started from there. And the people who was addressed in this message, they were the Ahmadis in Pakistan and Bangladesh. Khalifatul Masih Salis rahimahullah ta'ala, he had asked the Pakistani Ahmadi children that you should now carry the burden of the Waqf-e Jadid, and you should be able to tell the whole world that when Ahmadi's children get this commitment, then they are able to achieve very high objectives. And therefore the Ahmadi boys and girls in Pakistan, after the announcement, the announcement which was made by Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Salis the third, and this task which was entrusted to them, they tried to excel one another and offered their financial sacrifices. And the contribution of Atfal and Nasirat, and that became a sort of a point of recognition of their sacrifices of the children. There is no income for the children, just out of their pocket money, whatever they can save, and sometimes the parents pay on their behalf. But this was the dedication of the children, actually, that in Pakistan, the chanda, the contribution of Waqf-e Jadid in Pakistan, and because of this involvement of children, is almost up to 50%. And although I feel that there is thing more can be done, but by the grace of Allah, I have the confidence that these children who get used to this financial sacrifice in young age, then they become the assurance for the sacrifice of financial sacrifices in future by others. And may the spirit go on increasing among the children. And now that the appeal of Waqf-e Jadid has been established all over the world, these children and the parents as well, they should pay special attention to this point. And the secretaries for Waqf-e Jadid and the Jamaat administration and Atfal and Nasrat and other auxiliary organizations, they should pay special attention to this thing, that maximum number of children, they take part in these contributions. The children, they should be made to understand the importance of this sacrifice, and the spirit of sacrifice should be inculcated among them. And those children who join in this campaign, and by way of making their sacrifices, they are ready to make that sacrifices, and they will grow up in this atmosphere of sacrifice, these will not only become a very useful member of the community, but they would also be a sort of carry an assurance of their bright future. And they would abstain from vain and useless pursuits and things. They would be the people who would get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And therefore, Huzur says that this point should be remembered by the elders and also by the children, the men and the women, everybody should remember this, that the revolutions are the result of sacrifices. And in this age and time, where everywhere this materialistic point of view is very common. These financial sacrifices are the best way of one's reformation. The desires of children are also there, the desires of the elders are also there. But if you suppress your own desires, and for the sake of Allah Almighty, you present and offer your sacrifices, financial sacrifices, it becomes a great jihad on your part. And the worldly desires, in order to spending for that purpose, is quite easy. But for religious requirements, if you spend money, that is certainly a great jihad. And the second point, Huzur says, I want to say to the new converts, the new members of the Jamaat, and also to those people who are looking after the new converts, that in relation to these new converts, the relationship gets strong only when they actually take part in financial sacrifices. When they understand this point properly, that for the purpose of getting a prayer of Allah Almighty, one of the way is to offer the financial sacrifices, then those new converts, by the grace of Allah, they have those who have understood this reality, they are in their love for Jamaat and with Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and also they in the dedication and love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they are coming forward running in this field. Some of the new converts, they are counted among those people, they are among the first line people sacrificing, and still they write to me that we are sorry that we have not been able to do much. They have the realization that they came a bit late. So they wish that they should be going to those heights of sacrifice which was granted to the people earlier them. These are like gems and pearls which have been given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is continuously giving this sort of people. Their efforts are not for the worldly joys and pursuits, and their sacrifices are for getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And when they get this reformation and improvement, then nobody can overpower these people. When particularly the promises of Allah are also with them, and Allah Almighty is announcing this thing, that I am with you and with those people who love you, or those who love you, I am with them. So all Ahmadis, whether they are old or new, if because of their weakness in tarbiyat, if they have forgotten this thing, or they are unaware of the financial sacrifices, they should always remember that consistent effort and a struggle will actually take them to a place that that is the point of the where they will get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And in order to accomplish this important task, while every Ahmadi has this responsibility, that he should understand this responsibility, at the same time the administration should also understand it, that they should be always telling the importance to the members of the Jamaat. Particularly the new Ahmadis should be told about that. And when until the point that the level of the sacrifice of the office holders do not increase, their advice will not carry any impact upon other people. If the office holders are discharging their responsibilities faithfully, the reports clearly indicate that they are taking care of their responsibility. And by the grace of Allah, there are certain workers like this in the community, those who totally forget everything regarding them. They forget their wives and children, and also they forget their own selves. Early in the morning they leave for work, and they come back in the evening and come back to the community to discharge the Jamaat responsibilities. They are in need to be told sometime that there is some right for yourself and your family and your wife and children. And there are some, those who work very hard. And but sometime, some of these people who work so hard, they also not putting their efforts in the right way. For example, so far as the contributions are concerned, dedicated people. These people are asked, some of these people are asked again and again to fulfill the deficiency, while it has been said that you should increase the number of those who contribute, and also they should raise the level of their contribution. The Department of Tarbiyat and Mal, which is looking after this Wafajdeed section, if they launch a joint effort, they can bring along these people who are weak. In the beginning might be some difficulties, but with the prayer and effort, all these problems will be overcome. Some people write to me and sometime mention verbally whenever it's possible that some of the members of the Jamaat do not cooperate fully. They do not take part in your Jamaat programs. I always tell them that your duty is that you continuously, with prayer and perseverance, you go on discharging your responsibilities. Every Ahmadi has got a good point in his nature. And so therefore, it is the command of Allah that we should take along with us the weaker people, and the consistent, regular effort has to be done about it. Now that we are entering into the, within a few months we are entering into the new century of Khilafat, the Jamaat administration which is established in various countries and cities, and also the auxiliary organizations, they should launch such programs that the level of our sacrifices of every nature should go on increasing, and this keen desire to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty should be there in the hearts of every Ahmadi. Every Ahmadi, old and new, they should analyze themselves that what best as a mark of gratitude we are going to present to Allah Almighty. It just came to me that this Waqf-e Jadeed, the Tahreek of Waqf-e Jadeed, it was the last appeal which was launched by Hazrat Muslim Maud رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, in which the financial and the educational aspects are there, and as I have said, and it has now completed its 50 years, and now it's entering into 51st year of its life, and this is that special tahreek appeal of the Khilafat, the first century of the Khilafat. And after presenting its report, the new year is announced, as in case of Tahreek Jadeed and Waqf-e Jadeed. There are some other tahreekat, appeals like this, but announcement like this is not made. So this is the first century of Khilafat, this is the appeal of that. The new year I am announcing today. So the end of the end of the first century of Khilafat is with the announcement of the this appeal, and therefore Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi 13-14 years ago, he announced he mentioned about the dream of Maurishan Ahmadi Jahangir Sahib, that I have seen the community with a table with four legs, and one leg starts becoming long, and that is Waqf-e Jadeed, and that disturbs the balance, and then the leg of Tahreek-e Jadeed also goes on increasing so that the balance could be restored. But it cannot go along with the leg of Waqf-e Jadeed. So that progresses very fast. So then that leg is able to speak, and it says that you reduce your progress so that I can come along with you. At that time, Waqf-e Jadeed, the leg of Waqf-e Jadeed says that I cannot help that, and I cannot decrease my progress because it is bound for me to progress. At this space, Khalifatul Masih Rabi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about this dream that this is the space of the financial sacrifice, and he also interpreted in a second way by praying that this interpretation could be right, that under the Waqf-e Jadeed, these three countries which are particularly working, there should be a very revolutionary change and improvement in that, and Jamaat progresses over there. So, because of the importance of all these things, I also I would like to say to these three jamaats that this change which is taking place in the general circumstances, these countries should also realize the importance of their tabligh and their tarbiyat duties and should try to accelerate the pace of that. And when the help of Allah and the prayer is along with you, then there is no one who can stop this pace of progress. And it is bound to progress and move forward. And while you are setting good standards of financial sacrifices, so similarly you increase your tabligh and tarbiyat jobs in the villages and in these three countries, and also in Africa under Waqf-e Jadeed, there is a need for special planning. And may it be like that the information given by Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi was given, we are able to see the manifestation of that, and financial sacrifice is an important aspect of that, because the financial requirement will also increase when the work will increase. So all countries should actually help in this matter for the tarbiyat of the children. Children should be reminded of that in particular, and they should have this understanding that this revolution which is being brought about with the help of Allah Almighty, they also have a share in that. And similarly, during the last 10 years, all the Ahmadis who have joined the fold of the community, and they should also be included among this appeal of Tahreek Waqf-e Jadeed. I have already instructed the Jamaat to establish the link with the new converts. In some countries, a very good work is being done. In order to accomplish this requirement, the financial sacrifices are required. And those links which are revived, they should also be asked to join the financial sacrifices, and they should be included in this Waqf-e Jadeed. Even if they are weak, if they are poor, maybe as a token they can give a little bit, but they should be taking part in financial sacrifices. If they get used to it, the financial sacrifices, that would be the cause of their increase in piety. Allah Almighty, for those people who advance in piety along with worship, the financial sacrifice is also mentioned. Sacrifices are mentioned, and financial sacrifices a part of that. So for piety, this financial sacrifice is very essential. So therefore, with the prayers and with the piety, they should be moving forward, and they should receive and welcome the new century of Khilafat in this way. And the habit that you will create of these sacrifices in the children and the new converts, and this feeling of the need of sacrifice and the need of getting stronger in piety, which they will have, so this will enable all these people to take part in that revolution and show them the progress, inshallah. And at the same time, those people who will join in troops, they will also be enabled to take part in financial sacrifices. That would be a sort of encouragement for these people. And in this way, when dedicated solely for the sake of Allah, when there will be effort to attain the high standards of sacrifices, then this is actually which will become the means of establishing the oneness, the unity of Allah Almighty. And to fulfill the purpose of the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and also to establish the flag of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam in all parts of the world, in all countries. So with this feeling, with this understanding, you should analyze yourself and your children and the new converts. They should all be made to join this scheme of Waqf-e Jadeed, so that those objectives could be achieved which I have mentioned. We are able to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Who says, according to the tradition, now I give some particulars of Waqf-e Jadeed, and there is a comparison of the contribution of the Jamaats. Huzur says that by the grace of Allah, collectively speaking, in Waqf-e Jadeed, we have got 2,427,000 pounds have been contributed. And this is nearly 200,000 pounds more as compared with the last year. So this is one way in which we can see the progress of this Waqf-e Jadeed, that 200,000 pounds are more than last year. And last year when I made the announcement, last year it was 110,000 pounds. But the increase is, it is almost double the increase of the increase. The first 10 jamaats in Pakistan in this appeal, the Pakistan is number 1, then America, Britain, Germany, Canada, and India 6, and Indonesia is 7, Belgium is 8th, 9th is Australia, and number 10 is France. The difference between Canada and Germany is very small, and they can also easily get the higher position. In Pakistan there was a news in which it was mentioned that 2007 in the history of Pakistan it was the worst year financially, and various things were mentioned. But in spite of all that, that the poverty is very at the lowest, very high, and unemployment is there, but the standard of the sacrifice of Ahmadis in Pakistan, actually there is more progress and acceleration in that. And I was thinking that in the last December, the situations in Pakistan, the circumstances there, the situation in Karachi was very bad. Maybe that this year Pakistan does not get any position, or the level of their sacrifice and could be low. But Allah Almighty told us that when I am going to give you the progress, then the help of angels will come. And in spite of all these things that every day we see the manifestations of the Jamaat progress. I felt ashamed that I did not keep the blessing of Allah in my mind. Allah have mercy. So these are the people, beloved people of Allah Almighty, followers of the promised Messiah, that they do not let go their standards of sacrifice go down. Per head contribution, America is number 1, 65 pounds, and Britain is 234 pounds, France is number 3, 31 pounds, Canada number 4, 21, and Belgium is next with 18 pounds. In Jamaats in Africa, the order is like this: Ghana, Nigeria, Benin, Burkina Faso, and number 5th is Tanzania. Ghana was a bit slack in financial sacrifices. Now at my mention, now they are aware and active. In Africa, you have seen that they have got their passion for sacrifice, and in Ghana I have seen myself, because I lived there, that they have got this desire and passion of sacrifice, that if there is any slackness, that is not in the Ahmadis, not in the members of the Jamaat, but sometime in their administration and those workers. They should actually make them better, and they should not deprive their people to get the high standards of sacrifices. Those people who are joining in Waqf-e Jadeed, they are 510,000 people. Last year I gave them the target, and they should also pay more attention to further increase it. In the Jamaats in England, per head income, London Mosque area Jamaat, Baitul Fazl, that is number 1, and South East London is number 2, and New Malden is number 3. In America, so far as the collection is concerned, Silicon Valley, Los Angeles East, Chicago West, Detroit, and Los Angeles West is the order. In Germany, Hamburg is number one, Grossgrau, Frankfurt, Mainz, Wiesbaden, if it is the right pronunciation, and Darmstadt. This is the order. And in Pakistan, Atfal and the grown-up people, they are assessed separately. And Atfal and Asrat are also included. So in the first position is Lahore, Karachi and Rabwah. This is the order. And in districts, first is Islamabad, Rawalpindi, Sialkot, Gujranwala, Sheikhupura, Faisalabad, Mirpur Khas, Sargodha, Multan, and Gujarat. And in Atfal, the same, Lahore, Karachi, Rabwah is the same order. And Hazur says almost the same order is there except that in grown up people, ninth was Multan, and here Narowal is there. Sheikhupura is number fourth, Festival 5, Rawalpindi, Mirpur Khas, Sargodha, Narowal, and Hyderabad. This is the order in Daftar Atfal. May Allah reward abundantly all these dedicated people and bless their wealth and properties. Those who are making sacrifices, they are increasing in their sacrifices. And Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe Rahimahullah Ta'ala, in reference to someone, he said that regarding these people, those who are advancing in their sacrifices, that we are afraid to see their devotion and dedication. And these people, they are now being found in each and every country. And the fear is that they should not be doing injustice to their own self because of their dedication of sacrifice. May Allah reward them abundantly. And according to his promise, give them the great reward, the Jazai Kabir, the Ajre Azim, Ajre Kabir. And also this should become an incentive for other people to sacrifice. And such people may be there who never allow this spirit of sacrifice to die. And they should never get tired of sacrificing in the way of Allah. And they should go on spreading such examples that the hearts of the people in future, they should always be filled with gratitude and prayer for you. And they should be praying for you in this matter, that Allah Almighty may reward those people who set up these good standards, and they also instill the same spirit in the coming generations which is required for getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty. May it be like that.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم. وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله